Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is Cool Down on the Miami Heat audio experience. Time to recap this Heat game on AM 560 Sports WQAM FM 99.9 HD2 and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Heat Cool Down is sponsored by Michelob Ultra. Superior light beer. Drink responsibly.
We're not leaving. The Miami Heat are not leaving. They're trying to do something no team has ever done, and that is be the 10th seed and make the NBA playoffs. And they are one step closer to making that happen. They beat the Chicago Bulls. Your final score tonight, the Heat 109. How about this? The Chicago Bulls scored just 90 points. Welcome into the Cool Down. We continue breaking down a win or go home game where the Miami Heat, they decide to win. They decide to mess around and win, and Heat Force 1 is headed to Hotlanta. They want to keep it hot in Atlanta on Friday night. The Miami Heat dominate the Chicago Bulls. I am your host, Alejandro Solana. The season does not end today. I will put my postmortem aside, and Miami lives to fight at least one more game. They'll get Atlanta on Friday. But this one tonight, I did not expect the Miami Heat to hold the Chicago Bulls to 90 points. Truthfully, I did not expect that. I didn't think this would necessarily be a shootout, but I thought the Heat were going to have to score 115, 120 to win this game. I expected this one to go down to the wire, but it didn't. And you had a Heat team that just came out and they looked like the better team right from the jump. They look like a team that has been playing together for a long time that was ready for this type of game. They look like the more experienced team, and early on when Chicago could not buy a bucket, the Heat were the more physical team. The Heat, better offensively, got into a rhythm offensively quicker than Chicago, but defensively set the tone for the game. And what you wanted from Tyler Hero, you got. What you wanted from Andrew Wiggins, you got. What you wanted from your bench, despite only Davion getting into double figures, you got. Even a Kyle Anderson, zero field goal attempt game with 0 points, felt impactful in the craziest possible way. The Miami Heat executed their game plan to a T. And it's funny because, man, we talk about how the Chicago Bulls had beaten the Heat already 3 times this season. And we talk about how Josh Giddey had dominated the matchup, averaging a triple-double. How are the Heat going to keep up with the Bulls' pace? The Bulls had won 15 of their final 20 games of the regular season. And ultimately, what we were talking about, what we were scared of, seems foolish in a way. Because, to be fair, the Miami Heat built up zero trust that they could win this game throughout the regular season. They just didn't. Outside of Heat culture, we can pound our chest. Outside of, hey, they've done this to the Bulls already two times in the past. The Heat didn't prove to us this regular season that they're capable of winning this game. They just did not. Every big opportunity the Miami Heat had to win a big game this season, for the most part, they let us down. They had a lead and lost the lead. They couldn't win games in the fourth quarter. They couldn't execute in the clutch. Every indicator of a team that would win this type of game on the road led you astray. It led you in the opposite direction. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this. But here's the situation. You had a Billy Donovan coached Chicago Bulls team with mostly young players on it. 34-year-old Nikola Vucevic as the oldest player on that team. And they're below 500. Going up against an Eric Spoelstra-led team with multiple days to prepare, with three full off days from a game to prepare, it almost seems foolish. Not saying, yeah, that's an easy victory for the Miami Heat. And look, I know it's easy for me to play the result right now. It's very easy for me to play the result, given everything I just said about the Heat building zero goodwill and faith in them winning this game. But when I kind of lay it out for us in this way, in this fashion, a Billy Donovan, below 500 young roster, going up against an Eric Spoelstra-led team in a winner-go-home situation, yeah, picking Billy Donovan against Eric Spoelstra in that type of situation with that context, probably not going to be a wise decision. But it shouldn't take away from how the Miami Heat played this game tonight, from how Tyler Hero came out and just dominated this game tonight. And yeah, it got dicey in the third quarter. I'm not going to lie to you, Heat Nation. The Heat got outscored 27-17 after shooting the lights out from three in the first half. They shot terribly, terribly in that third quarter. It got a little dicey, and it seemed like the Heat were about to retreat to the Miami Heat we saw one too many times this season, specifically against the Bulls, who just fall apart. They crumble at the seams, and they lose a game in the second half that they had no business falling behind in. But finally, you had that resiliency from Tyler Hero. Finally, you had that response from this team. You had that toughness, that mental perseverance from this team that you've been looking for. And Eric Reed said something to Hawk Crowder and I earlier today on WQAM that really kind of stuck with me going into this game. The good part about the play-in tournament is that you can rewrite your own narrative. And I think there's some truth to that. Yes, the Heat blew a ton of leads this season. Yes, the Heat were inconsistent this season shooting the basketball. Yes, the Heat were out-rebounded and lost a lot of games because of it this season. Yes, the Heat lost three straight to the Chicago Bulls this season. There is no doubt about that. But here you are in a playing game.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from five a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Against the Bulls, win or go home, and none of that mattered. The Heat were the better team. The Heat shot the ball better than Chicago. The Heat controlled the tempo and the pace of the game, which was the big conversation and the big question mark coming in. The Heat out-rebounded the Chicago Bulls. The Heat had more assists than the Chicago Bulls. They were just flat out the better team. They rewrote the narrative. Chicago might have gotten them three times in the regular season, but when it mattered most, they weren't going to get them in a win-or-go-home situation. Let's get to our heat check to recap all of tonight's action. You needed Tyler Hero to step up. Period. End of story. You weren't going to win this game without Tyler Hero playing well. And number 14, he led the hot start. And it was fun by the Miami Heat. Boy Wonder in a zone right from the beginning. Even when contested in the first quarter, his tray ball was falling.
Highsmith now in Tyler's hand inside the arc. Pulls it back up top. Step back for the long three. Nothing but net for Tyler Hero.
Miami needed that.
Terry's face.
Yeah, Miami needed that. Too many empty possessions. And how about that? One-on-one isolation.
A big Andrew Wiggins performance, though, it was going to be a huge help, right? We didn't know how he was going to feel with the hamstring. Didn't look great in the two games he came back after missing six straight because of the hamstring injury. But his first quarter, one of the best we've seen from Wiggs in a Heat jersey. His jumper fallen early, a great sign, pushing a Heat lead to 14 points early in the first.
Mitchell down to the dots, gets to Wiggins for three, left side. He knocks that one down. The Heat 4-for-5 from downtown. That's 80% as Wiggins is 2-for-2. He's got 10 points. Heat up 28-14.
That's an ideal start for the Heat, knocking in their threes. Hero, Bam, and yes, Andrew Wiggins all contributing. But before the end of the period, Tyler Hero said, I want one more. And just like his previous five attempts in the first quarter, this one from Tyler, money.
Heat on a 14-6 run. Tyler trying to add three more to it, and does. He's made all six of his shots, Heat Nation. He's 2-for-2 from downtown. Number 14 has 14.
A 39-point first quarter by the Miami Heat. They lead by 11, led by Tyler Hero, 39-28. The Heat showing signs very early that they were going to win this game. Now, Khalil Ware didn't take a shot in the first quarter, but doesn't mean he wasn't active down low. He and Bam trying to make a difference on the glass. But after missing a corner three early in the second, his first attempt, his team finally started to find him down low. It's back-to-back Khalil Ware dunks. First, thanks to Tyler Hero, and then immediately following the first one, it's a Kyle Anderson steal under the rim that turns into another easy two for the Rook.
Collins trying to get away from Anderson. He rips it. Anderson has the ball. Pushing up past the timeline. The feed into Ware. He'll get up past Giddey and crack it on his melon. Timeout, Bulls.
That is once again a 17-point lead for the Miami Heat. That ties their game high. 17. You all remember that number. But not for long, because after we had back-to-back wear dunks, we got back-to-back Duncan Robinson tray balls. The second one over the top of Vooch, making it a 20-point lead.
Mitchell, back to Duncan, left corner. Vooch is there. He elevates, fires a three, knocks it down with Vooch contesting right in his face.
And Vooch
turned around. He's back up 20.
What else do you want me to do? What a shot from Dunk.
Like he was shooting out of a silo.
I did convince Hawk, side note, to bet the Duncan Robinson over on points tonight, 8.5. He ended with 8, so I will hear about that tomorrow. But either way, a big sequence from Duncan Robinson. The lead, by the way, would grow to as many as 25 points for the Miami Heat, and it would end at 24 heading into the halftime break. Tyler Hero stayed perfect from the floor, 8 of 8 in the first half. He had 23 points. Andrew Wiggins with 12, Bam with 11. The Heat shoot 10 of 18 from 3. That's 58% overall from the floor. 21 of their 27 field goals were assisted, and they out-rebound Chicago. They win the battle, down low in the paint by 12. They forced 11 turnovers. Safe to say, the Miami Heat dominated the first half. But here's the question. How is Miami going to hold on to this lead? We've seen it one too many times. You'd be lying if you're a Heat fan out there who saw that lead and felt comfortable, kicking your feet up and saying, easy dub. So to start the third quarter, was not a great feeling when the Bulls get a 6-0 run to open up the quarter to cut the Heat deficit to 18. Bam, he does finally end the run with an emphatic slam in transition thanks to Andrew Wiggins ripping Kobe White underneath the rim.
Dwight on the attack. Wiggins snatches it away. On the drive, going backwards, gets it up to Tyler Feeds. Bam, cracks it down. Beautiful spin bounce pass by Tyler to his left. Connecting without a bio for Tyler, his fourth time. Bam has 13 points.
It was a sweet play that'll probably make the SportsCenter top 10, but the bleeding did not stop there. Chicago, they continue to cut into the Heat lead. They cut it down to 15 before Spo, he'd seen enough. He had to call a second timeout of that third quarter. The closest the Bulls had been, 15, since the 10-minute mark of the second quarter after that Khalil Ware dunk I played for you earlier. Spo, he would turn to Tyler Hero. They needed a response, and he said, enough is enough. Let's get Tyler back in the game. So 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Boy Wonder back on the hardwood, and he continued his brilliant play, no surprise. It's a 6-0 Heat run from Tyler Hero himself, emphasized by this dunk to put Miami back on top by 20.
Tyler makes both free throws there. He's 100% from the line tonight, 6-for-6. He has 29 and a steal. Mitchell picks it up, back to Tyler, right hand crack down. That man's got 31.
Hero answers, but unfortunately, some costly turnovers after that 6-0 Hero run led to a Bulls 6-0 run to close the quarter, and they're down just 14 after three. It was 88-74. Chicago cuts it to 13 thanks to Talen Horton-Tucker. He hits another jumper, and it was kind of getting a little outrageous, to be honest. I tweeted something out, anybody but THT, right? Like, literally, anybody but THT. And at that point, it felt like, uh-oh, here we go. The Heat, they're just in survival mode early in the fourth quarter. This isn't going to end well. What Miami needed was big-time plays on both ends. And Spo, choosing to give Bam Adebayo, in this stretch, plenty of rest, I think everybody's feeling was the same. Spo, get Bam back on the floor. But he trusted his guys. Davion Mitchell stepped up to the challenge. Not only hitting a huge runner to push the Heat back up 17, Davion had the defensive play of the night, locking up Kobe White and forcing a 24-second violation.
Six on the shot clock. White is still a step off half court. Now the drive. Mitchell stand with him. 1 second to put it up. The block by Mitchell. 24-second violation, and Davion flexing for the bench as they all lose it in joy of his success.
He put the clamps on Kobe White on that possession. That's when momentum swung. The Bulls were pretty much out of it at that point, and the game was put away with this shot right here. One more make to put the Bulls into desperation mode, and the fan base dejected, leaving for the exits with 5:35 remaining in the fourth quarter. And who better to put you in that position? Who better to put you into victory formation than Tyler Bleepin' Hero? Going baseline this time, he provides the finishing touches with under six to go.
Anderson right to Tyler. Instead of being a turnover on the pass, he wasn't.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ready for it. Tyler Powers baseline and gets past Herter for the layup. Ballin', shot callin'. The man has 38.
Tyler Hero. Masterclass. And your final score, the Miami Heat, 109, the Bulls 90. For the third straight year, the Miami Heat eliminate the Chicago Bulls via the play-in tournament and send Chicago home. Even though this time the Heat were in their home, making it feel a little extra special. Everybody in South Florida, cook up a hot dog tomorrow, throw some ketchup on it in honor of those Chicago fans' tears. Tyler Hero, though, deserves a ton of credit. Seriously, he showed up tonight and played the game of his life in a winner-go-home situation. We'll talk more about it on the other side. Hoping to hear from Tyler Hero and anybody else from the Heat locker room who spoke. That sound should be sent to us shortly. Your final, once again, the Heat, they beat the Bulls 109-90. We talk more about this game with Tommy Ty coming up. Plus, we know who they play, Atlanta, on Friday. We'll look ahead to that as well. Solana here on the cooldown after a Heat victory to keep their season alive. You're listening to your home for Miami Heat basketball.
Let's get back to the Heat Cooldown, sponsored by Michelob Ultra on AM 560 Sports, WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Miami Heat are alive and kicking They beat the Bulls tonight 109-90. They avoid a four-game sweep of the Chicago Bulls that would have included the regular season, where the Bulls took three straight over Miami. Play-in tournament time, the Heat get it done. And they're still alive. They're going to play the Atlanta Hawks on Friday night. We'll get to that game in a second, but I welcome in Tommy Tighe now from the Heat Radio Network. Always kind enough to stick around and break down this game with me as well. I'll start with the obvious one, Tyler Hero, because Tommy, I really do think we have to acknowledge what it is he overcame this season in terms of being called out in the offseason, becomes the All-Star, plays 77 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
It has been the leader, and here we are in a game that, truthfully, I put a lot of stock into. First game for Tyler and Bam that is meaningful in terms of winner go home, playoff implications, without Jimmy Butler. They were chosen by this organization, even in the short term, to really be the leaders of this team, drafted by the team, progressed through this system under the head coach Eric Spoelstra. And throughout the process of the trade for Jimmy, what was one thing that kept getting reiterated was that the Miami Heat felt like they wanted to go out and find somebody that could still help them contend. They weren't trying to rebuild or reset or retool, whatever you want to call it. They felt like with Tyler and Bam and the rest of this roster, they still felt like if they added the right pieces, they could still go out and be competitive. And look, we can argue that until we're blue in the face, but the reality is that's how this organization felt. And at the head of that is Tyler and Bam. And tonight, for Tyler and Bam to go out there in what I thought was a very important game for them, especially after the Warriors won last night, to have this type of performance from Tyler, I think speaks to the kind of player that he is.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up the way that you did after what the Warriors did because right. of what happened in that game from a certain player. And I don't mean Steph Curry, the other guy coming up and playing like he normally does at this time of year. You need somebody on your team to come out and play that type of basketball. Not 38 points per game type of thing like we saw Jimmy Butler get time and time again when he had so many big games in the playoffs here in Miami. And nobody's going to forget that. Nobody wants to. But you want to see somebody, whoever the heck that is. And I know I'm guilty of saying this so often that I want balanced scoring. There wasn't any balanced scoring in tonight's game. You had a lot of guys contributing in there, but you needed Tyler Hero to step up and play that type of game because that's the way the game was going in that direction. And give him a lot of credit. Hitting his first eight shots, going 9-10 at one point, finishing up the way that he did. And not only that, 5 rebounds, 4 assists to go with it. Yeah, he's probably going to look at the 7 turnovers and say, heck, I could do better than that. But he can't do much better than he did in leading this team the way that he did offensively in tonight's game.
You needed him to be the best player on the floor. And in the previous 3 matchups, not that Tyler had played poorly because he was averaging 20-plus points in this series.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 6 rebounds and 5 assists in this series in the 3 games. So it's not like the Heat were losing because Tyler wasn't playing up to par. But Josh Giddey had been the best player through 3 games in this regular season series. There's really no doubt about it. And he still had a good game. But Tyler set the standard early, as you mentioned, starting the game 8 of 8 from the floor. I thought, you know, I told you a couple times, Tommy, him and Wiggins attacking the basket really gave this the Heat a different element to their offense. And I think that has to be the standard moving forward, where it's not just settling for jumpers, as we've seen the Heat kind of get fooled into doing, especially against these teams that play quickly. But they got to the rim, and they were the best team around the rim tonight.
Yeah, think back to last year when we talked about the idea of when Butler, Hero, and Bam would be together, that you had 3 guys with the capability of scoring 70 points among them. And then you look at tonight, you were able to come up with 73 with Wiggins, Adebayo, and Hero. And Bam didn't have a fantastic offensive game. He did an awful lot, as Spo said in the press conference, to sort of set the tone of what they wanted to do, especially in the inside play. Shot 6 of 16 from the floor. That's not going to be something you're really proud about, but it's just the way that he was able to go up against them, not allowing the Bulls to do almost anything they wanted in the half court, which I wondered how they'd actually be in that position, because that's what you want to do when you're playing against a team that likes to run, and I'm sure they're going to try that again on Friday night. Try to bottle up Trae Young and keep them away from being effective inside. But Andrew Wiggins, Bam, and Tyler doing what they're able to do this evening offensively and as a team defensively, as you've mentioned before, 90 points by the Chicago Bulls is an awful lot of what they're capable of doing defensively. We've been waiting a long time to see them come up in a I guess I'm going to call this a big game, but in a game that has so much meaning, to play the defense that they're capable of, this was one of those nights.
What is the most surprising part about that? So 90 points is shocking, but is it the fact that Chicago at home only made 33 field goals? They shot below 40%, Tommy. And they shot 10. They made 10 threes. They only shot 27% from there as well. Miami beat them down low in the paint, and they out-rebounded them. Like, each one of those, had you told me the Heat got the advantage on one of those tonight, I would have said, all right, that's good. That's very good. The Heat beat them in every single one of those categories. That's insane.
But everybody talked about this, Alejandro. Everybody you had on the local pregame show, everybody I had on the network pregame show, and all week long we kept hearing about the running game of the Bulls. If you slow the running game down, you have an opportunity. Well, obviously, you hit shots, put them in a hole. Yeah. That's another thing. I thought the Heat had to start the game off that way. And even though you knew that this team was capable of coming back on you, you never let them really come back close enough to make this a real good contest for them in the style that they wanted to play. Look, in the third quarter, they got to within 13 points. It still seemed like they were much further behind than that because they never really got past that point where they were able to do what they wanted to do. I think that was a phenomenal job by, you know, Eric Spoelstra coming up with the type of game plan that he did, that even though you only scored 17 points after 71 in the first half, you came right back and you outplayed them in the fourth quarter in their building, which says an awful lot when they had the momentum on their side. Give the Heat a lot of credit for what they were able to do defensively in today's game. As effective as they were offensively, they were more so on the defensive end.
You know, the Miami Heat, or excuse me, Mario Chalmers, somehow to tie it into Mario Chalmers. Mario Chalmers today was honored by, I believe, the great city of Anchorage, Alaska. And they named April 16th Mario Chalmers Day in his hometown of Anchorage. Tommy, today was Mario Chalmers Day. Should have known the Heat were going to win by double digits. They're not losing on Mario Chalmers Day.
I missed that one. Is that going to be an every year event, or is that just today?
Well, I'm marking it down. And
You're making it an every year event.
Well, I you know, this is an Anchorage, Alaska thing. I've never had the pleasure of visiting the 50th state, but I will tell you this, or 49th. I don't know. My world, my American history is a little off.
Let's put it this way: from what I was told, because my parents did go there.
Okay.
And they loved it. They said it's absolutely gorgeous. Mm-hmm. When it said the unfortunate thing is when you go, you could end up with 3 hours of light sometimes during the day. I mean, I had that when I went to Norway. Same type of thing. If you can put up with that and put up with that, the fact that it's freezing cold there, well, then it's fine because it's absolutely stunning to go there in Vancouver.
I'm officially putting it in my calendar. April 16th every year, I will text you a happy Mario Chalmers Day.
You go right ahead.
So
there's tax day and then not in Florida this year, but tax day and then Mario Chalmers
right,
Day.
Right, tax day and then the following day, Mario Chalmers
okay,
Day.
Okay, I got it.
Tommy, seriously, moving ahead now, Atlanta, it's easy to say, okay, you contain Trae Young. And it worked for the Orlando Magic, right? But they had big performances from Cole Anthony and Anthony Black. Like, it wasn't even Franz Wagner and Paolo Banchero who really won them that game.
Mm-hmm.
It was the other guys. And tonight, you had Davion Mitchell come up with a big performance. Andrew Wiggins looked as good as we've seen him in that first half in a Heat jersey. Yes, if we can have another 38 or 40 burger from Tyler, you'll take it if you're the Heat. But the reality is you're going to need another performance like this one where everybody contributed to beat the Hawks on the road.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it, to be honest with you. And you look at what they had earlier in the season when they had DeAndre Hunter and some of the other players that they traded away. And I wondered about that at the time. Caris LeVert's a nice player. Niang can get hot every once in a while. So they have some guys who can put the ball in the basket coming off their bench. But I look at the Bulls, and I thought that was going to be a much tougher matchup. And after watching the game the other night, you can exploit some of the things Atlanta does. But Eric Spoelstra, with a day and a half to get ready for this, a lot of people say that's not a heck of a lot of time. But think about it. He knows this team well enough after playing them four times every single year for how long. Still, a lot of the core guys are still there. Kongwu, you look at some of the other players that they have there, they could be very dangerous. If they still had Johnson and some of the other players that they have that will not be playing in today's game, in Friday night's game, it'd be very, very difficult matching up with them in their building. But I think, you know, you ride this momentum for what you can get out of it, hopefully able to carry it over. You did such a nice job against a team that likes to push pace. You're going to run into another one like this. If you get Denzel Washington down there to give you another pep talk like he gave back in 2022, making fun of Trae Young, hey, I'm all for that.
Anything but a Denzel Washington pep talk, please.
You don't want that, huh?
No. If you're looking for the rain, you better be prepared for the mud. Like, enough, Denzel. Okay, we got it. Everything has to be so deep with this Denzel Washington.
That's right.
Tommy, thank you very much.
Anytime.
I appreciate you hanging out. And look, I don't know about you, Tommy, but I'm looking forward to a first-round series. I know some—
Whoa! Well, I'm not going there yet.
Well,
okay.
I'm saying Friday night, I'm looking forward to the Heat getting over this hurdle, becoming the first 10 seed to ever do it. And here's why. I don't know if you feel the same way. Just the idea of them playing in a first round against Cleveland, I know what the odds are in that series. I realize how big of a long shot it is. And I'm not suggesting this Heat team has some postseason magic that would compare to the 2023
but,
team.
There's going
to
be a but coming in here.
There's a but. I would like to see Khalil Ware go up against the two big guys in Cleveland. I would like to see how Bam Adebayo plays against that team as well. You talk about, you know, another defensive specialist for the Cleveland Cavaliers that Bam Adebayo loves to go up against. He's insanely good friends with the other D. Mitchell, who happens to suit up with the same number on the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
That team is really good. They deserve all the respect in the world. They're legitimately a title contender. So I'm not suggesting, I'm not going to sit up here and you know, troll and say the Heat are going to win that series. But it would, I think, be a good opportunity for somebody like Khalil Ware, for Tyler, for Bam Adebayo to go out there and try to push a team of that caliber.
Well, the way I look at it is, Alejandro, I'm focusing on 7:05 on Friday night, and I'll worry about whatever happens after that, because I already have the wife mad at me if I have to be away for Easter. So she'll have to accept that fact if that's the reason, but I'm not going to go and start looking at the next series one at a time, like the coach is saying.
I just want to make it clear. I'm not telling you I'm expecting them to be in the next series, or I'm predicting they'll be in the next series. I'm saying I would very much welcome a first-round series.
Well, I'd very much like
to
be in the finals, too.
The
but, you know, right at the moment, I'm looking at I'm just excited about the prospect of how well they played on both ends of the floor against a team on the road like Chicago. Let's see if they can do that again against Atlanta, who they have yet to beat in their building this season.
A much more level-headed broadcaster in Tommy Tighe than myself. Thank you very much, Tommy.
You're welcome.
7 o'clock, by the way. Friday is when the Heat will be in Atlanta to take on the Atlanta Hawks. Before we get out of here, I will give you a quick score update in the other game. You had the Sacramento Kings as the 9 seed hosting the Dallas Mavericks, who are the 10 seed. And the Dallas Mavericks, no Luka Doncic obviously, are blowing the Kings out of the water. It is halftime. They're up 68-48 at the half. That's going to do it for us here on The Cooldown. I appreciate everybody who tuned in. Thank you very much, by the way, to our producers tonight, Brittany Rodriguez and Steven Gonzalez. I appreciate you both. Jason Jackson and Amy Audibert had the best seats in the house tonight, and they were excellent on the call. Tommy Tighe, I appreciate him sticking around as well. Your final score, one more time tonight, the Miami Heat, as the 10 seed, knock off the Chicago Bulls for the third straight season in the play-in tournament. 109-90, the Heat get it done. 7 p.m. on Friday, which means I will be live right here on WQAM at 5:45 after the conclusion of the Hockman and Crotter show, which will be abbreviated on Friday. I will get you started, your only local coverage right here in South Florida on your home for Miami Heat basketball. Adios, Miami.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.